So much cheaper than a therapist and worth every penny of it. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. It's 7:22 right now. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, and hopefully feel better, right? Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Hope Greg's feeling better. What's bugging me is that Byron Donalds did not participate in debates. It kind of bugs me in the same way as Trump did not participate in debates. Because, those little surveys are questionable at best. So I'm going to go for Paul Renner for governor, and I hope Jay Collins stays on as lieutenant. You covered Paul so well. And Ashley and Blaze and Wilton Simpson. Thanks, guys.
All right. I thought Trump did a debate. Didn't he have Sleepy Joe on there? It was awful. It was definitely the it closed the curtain on Joe Biden. So I'm not sure when or where we're talking about. But anyway, let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you? Lost that one.
Oh, John.
Good morning. Slim again. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Oh, man, what's getting me today? I know I'm usually a little off topic here, but actual bugs. I stepped outside my front door, and there was a million carpenter ants all over the cove, all over the wall and the door. It was like a horror movie. I've never seen anything like it before. Turns out they were mating, and they're probably going to start creating new nests everywhere, and I'm probably in a lot of trouble and need to call that company that you keep mentioning. I think I'm in trouble. Thanks, Bob. It's really bugging me. Oh, man, I'm in trouble.
Hang in there. Yeah, Florida Pest Control can take care of that. And don't let it go. They can do so much damage. They are nasty. And, yeah, a lot of times they stay hidden for a long time until you find out, and then it's been out of control for a while. 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. And let's go to John. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. Bugging me is Trump saying it's the regime's last chance of all the other chances over all these long months. Isn't it also his last chance to say enough already in regime change and not look like a flip-flopping, indecisive fool? Thank you.
Thank you, as usual, John. Yeah, I think that issue is bugging a lot of people. Think about it. From my perspective, I'm saying the same things every day because they're saying the same things every day. And to show just what an impasse we're at, Iran won't even admit that there's any kind of talks going on. So, you still have the same obstacles really to overcome than we did from day one. So, yeah, it is. It is extremely frustrating. And here, again, I'm going to sound like Groundhog Day, but I have to say this. I've placed a great deal of confidence in the president and the people he surrounded himself with. I think Marco Rubio is brilliant. I think he really understands global issues better than a whole lot of folks. So you've got these people working for you. And I think really the linchpin here kind of is probably related to some of the other countries in the Gulf region. And, I just had a story this morning about Saudi Arabia. They seem to be hanging out. They're calling it STEP, the group they're with. So it is Saudi Arabia and Turkey and Egypt and Pakistan, all of which are allies of ours, although from time to time they can all be a bit squishy as well. But Saudi Arabia should be making more of a push toward helping us. And by the way, they have, but not to the level that I think we need to get that done. And I think that President Trump, I don't think he's just sitting there waiting for Iran to call, so to speak, or, he's been put on hold. I think that there is a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes that he and his people are working on. I think that Israel is working very hard behind the scenes. I think there's going to be, some interaction with the CIA and Mossad and special forces groups and different things. But I don't think that President Trump is wasting time by doing this. I think he's using the time. That's the only the only reason, the only logical reason that I can come up with why there is a delay on just bombing them back to the Stone Age, for lack of a better term. I mean, that's what comes to mind. So, yeah, it's bugging me that this thing hasn't moved forward. And it's bugging me that maybe, perhaps, initially, you know, the president maybe didn't get great information, and he was told that, yeah, 3 to 5 weeks, 6 weeks, we could be in and out of there. Obviously, that turned out to not be great information at all. Good morning. Who's this?
Maybe perhaps. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's on your mind? What's bugging you?
What bothers me is everybody's
That's okay. Your phone was breaking up anyway, so yeah, don't worry about it. We'll catch you next time around, Mike. Appreciate the attempt, though. All right, it is 7:28 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Good morning and welcome. And boy, oh boy, we still have a lot of stuff to get to. And did I mention coming up later on in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Erica Donalds? Yes, that Erica Donalds. That's on the way. Also, this woman hates old white people, but she's running for governor of a pretty white state. I'll share that information with you coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.